Keep the Bag podcast. Each week, the USA-UK combination of Nigel Wright and Louis Out Loud provide copywriting and audio solutions that tear down marketing myths and demonstrate how to deliver value without bells and whistles.
This is Nigel, I am Wright, and welcome to the final part in the three-part series of the Corona Care Package off the back of the We Care COVID-19 Rapid Fire Friday introduction episode. And the last part of this series is about keep the labor, give me the baby. And what we mean by that is most people want to get the result that they're looking for. So be it an actual mom who would rather just the baby without the labor, and dads too probably, but not as much as moms. But ultimately, when you're dealing with any sort of client or any prospect, and I'll give you a real life example. As I mentioned, we just, you know, took on a real estate mortgage broker client, and one of the things that has been so great about working with this individual is that they are acutely aware of their target audience. They have a very good relationship and a great desire to understand what their needs are. They value the relationships that they have and using that to build their book of business. Now, that is an incredible talent, and it's not always prevalent in clients that we see, but for the ones that are ready, the five-star clients, and that's Dean Jackson, that are, and again, to just go quickly recap what a five-star client is, it means they're willing to engage, they're cooperative and friendly, they know what they want, they know when they want it, and they know the time frame that they want help with it. So again, they're willing to engage, cooperative and friendly, they know what they want, they know when they want it, and they would like some help with it. So that's the five-star client. So knowing your client's needs, you know they're not going to want to spend a lot of time. They're not going to want to waste a lot of time. They want the stuff done. So for a mortgage broker, to use that again as an example, when they're working with realtors, the realtor wants to know that the mortgage broker can get their client the loan. That's what they want to know. They don't want to know about paperwork. They don't want to know about financing. They want to know, can you get the loan? Great, go get the loan and come back and tell us you got the loan. That's it. Now, the win, and here's the good news to steal from Gary Vee, the good news is that because we know this and because we acknowledge this, whenever you hear your potential target audience complaining, that's when you should be your most attentive. So one of the topics we had in our recent, you know, in one of our last two sessions that we had at the end of this week was about the immense amount of paperwork that's now being required with all these virtual showings of houses and what have you, and how frustrating it's been for the particular realtors and for the people coming to the actual to view the homes, be it virtual or the few people who are kind of still skirting or have permission to go ahead and show the homes. But the bottom line is that is an issue, if solved, is a win. So these are the things that you want to be able to identify, and then if you can, and it makes sense, to approach with a solution and make it work. In very much the same fashion, I'm going to provide some additional value right now. And this comes from our folks that we follow over at marketing school, Neil Patel and Eric Sue. Now, Neil Patel, we followed him for quite some time. He is just a titan of the industry, and Eric Sue is his partner on their podcast. And they're constantly talking about, you know, great ways to market, but not from the perspective of, you know, just affiliate and just trying to, I'm not knocking anybody's hustle, but if you're trying to persuade people, and there is going to be a degree of persuasion in marketing, but that's not their angle. They work with big corporate clients like we do. I have that corporate, you know, background and pedigree, and that is what the difference is. So when they do see all the different tactics that people are using, and they speak very clearly about what it is, and having the larger budgets and what have you, they provide a great deal of information. So that being said, one of the big things that they brought to the table is talking about how do you find jobs. That was in one of their previous episodes. How do you find jobs? How do you manage? How do you go through some stuff? So a couple of the tips that they gave, or more specifically, a couple of the websites they talked about was Crunchbase, PitchBook, TechCrunch.com, and I'll put all those in the description as well. And just one technique that they mentioned using, which is to basically look for companies that have recently been funded and then go after areas where you see deficiencies or opportunities that you can bring your expertise to the table. Because if you can fix problems, you can very clearly make your way in this world. Because the one thing COVID has done is it opens up the fact that value is the topic of conversation. And if you can provide value in the form of a solution, you are going to be able to do just fine. There's going to be a lot of opportunity available for you. Obviously, that opportunity has to come with this financing for it. So if you go to candor.co, you can see a list of companies that are actually hiring versus letting people go, or if they have a hiring freeze. That was a great resource that we were unaware of until Neil and Eric brought that up. And then there is also, if you look at Upwork.com or Freelancer.com or WeWorkRemotely.com, you can see some other opportunities there. But the Crunchbase, the PitchBook, and the TechCrunch of the world will also show you lists of companies, like I said, that have funding. And if you can get in touch with the CEO or the founder or some of the board members with a actual solution that demonstrates step-by-step your skill and expertise, it can put you in a position. Now, that may mean you're doing an unpaid position for some time. And I can tell you, you know, firsthand for us, the best way you can get business is to deliver value in advance. If you deliver results in advance, and shout to Jason Capital for that one. If you can deliver results in advance, you put yourself in the best possible position to be able to obtain either an engagement, a consulting gig, or a actual position, depending on what it is you want. So I hope that, you know, provides you some value. And again, if, you know, just to close and to recap, the focus on the baby, not the labor. Give people what it is they want and look to solve problems. Okay, so I hope all of this was helpful to you. I am super excited and interested to hear from you guys on what feedback, if you got anything out of this, you know, for, against, or indifferent, all your feedback is helpful. That's the only way we're going to be able to get better. We don't know anything unless we ask. So we look forward to talking to you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening. Take care.
Keep the Bag Podcast. No frills, no fuss, no ego. Zero vanity, true value. The Done Beats Perfect marketing channel.